From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here is the 1024th broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring the singing ranger, Hank Snow.
But I gotta keep moving, no time to cry, chasing a rainbow till the day that I die. Rain starts to fall, the sun fades away, memories start calling, another blue day. It's hard to keep trying to reach for a star, with no one beside me but my old guitar. But I gotta keep moving, no time to cry, chasing a rainbow till the day that I die. Just thinking over the years of my life, my many proud moments, my struggles and strife, the days of good fortune when a good gal was mine, how foolish of me to have left her behind. But I gotta keep moving, no time to cry, chasing a rainbow till the day that I die. So wondering to things in the past, the money I made that I couldn't make last, the vows that I broke and the lies that I've told, mistakes that I've made in my quest for life's goal. But I gotta keep moving, no time to cry, tears in a rainbow till the day that I die. How often I think of the things I have missed, of the girl that I knew that I never kissed, of the dares that were off that I never did try, lost many good memories, how foolish was I. But I gotta keep moving, no time to cry, chasing a rainbow till the day that I die. The prairies and mountains, I've left them behind. I'm adding the mileage to this life of mine. From old California to the cold eastern sea, then back through the southland to old Tennessee. But I gotta keep moving, no time to cry, chasing a rainbow till the day that I die.
Hank Snow and one of his latest RCA Victor records, Chasing a Rainbow. Thank you, Hank, and welcome to another session of the Grand Ole Opry.
My thanks to you, Grand Turner, and a great big welcome to all the folks out there who've joined us. It's a pleasure to have you.
Well, we got a fine show lined up for the folks, Hank, so let's tell everybody all about it.
That's a good idea. You just start talking.
Well, first off, is Cousin Minnie Pearl and Archie Campbell.
Chet Atkins and String Bean.
Tommy Jackson, Ben Smathers and the Stony Mountain Poggers.
And as our special guests, that grand couple and great entertainers, Wilma Lee and Stoney Cooper. We'll be hearing from Wilma Lee and Stoney in just a little while. Right now, it's my pleasure to introduce that funny man from Bull's Gap, Tennessee, Archie Campbell.
How are you tonight, Hank?
It's so good to see you.
Glad to see you. I tell you, I got a little scheme here. I want to prove that three people can owe each other a total of $6 in debts, and I got a $1 bill here, and I'm going to take that $1 bill and pay off $6 in debts. Now, when that little dollar bill finishes its circulation, it will have paid off $6 in debts, and I'll have the same dollar back that I started with. Now, this is the truth. It really works. In order to do this, we've brought in some of the greatest thespians and actors, too.
The what?
Thespians. In the country, the Honorable Hank Snow will take one part. Mr. Randy Hughes will take the other. And, of course, I'll take the fourth part. Here it is. Here's how you can take $1 and pay off $6 in debts.
Hi, Art.
Hey,
how you doing?
It's old Randy Hughes.
Glad
how are
to
you,
see you. Glad to see you.
I ain't seen you in about 2 years.
Yeah, the last time I saw you, I loaned you $2,
yeah.
Remember?
Yeah, I've been trying to forget that, but I do remember. I owe you $2.
Well, I'm sort of in a rough spot right now, Archie. I sure could use it.
Well, I'll tell you, Randy, I'm in a sort of a tough spot myself, too. Ain't been doing too well lately,
is
you know.
Right?
Records ain't selling.
Uh-huh.
I've got $1, I'll give you one and owe you one.
That's all you got?
That's all I got. I'll give you one and owe you one.
Okay. You give me one, owe me one.
That's right.
Okay.
See you later, Randy.
Okay.
See you, buddy.
Hi there, Randy.
Hi, Hank. How are you?
It's sure good to see you.
Glad to see you.
Looking so good, too.
Yeah.
You know, I was just thinking about something today.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
about 2 years ago there, you was having it a little rough, if you remember.
Yeah.
I just forget where we were, somewhere around Memphis or New Orleans. Somewhere.
Yeah.
And I loaned you a couple of bucks.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, you remember
sure
that.
Do.
I'm glad you remember it. Well, things has gotten a little rough now, too. You know, them hit songs are a little hard to find these days.
Is that right? Ain't many moving on.
Not many left. Uh-huh. And if you could possibly do it, I'd like to have that $2.
Well, Hank, I ain't got $2, but I got one I can let you have. If that'll be all right, I'll pay you one and owe you one.
You'll pay me one and owe me one.
Uh-huh.
Well, I guess that's better than nothing. Thank you, Randy.
All right, you're welcome.
We appreciate that. Thank you.
Well, I'll swear, if it ain't old Hank Snow.
Hi, how you doing?
I heard you was moving on.
I'm moving on. Still moving on.
I ain't seen you in a couple of years. The last time I saw you down there in New Orleans, you know, was down there in the French Quarter.
Yeah.
And you run out of money. Remember you went broke and you needed to borrow a little money and I loaned you $2.
I was kind of hoping you wouldn't remember it.
Well, I got a good memory.
Yeah, I can see that.
I'm a little, having it a little rough now. Hank, I wonder if you could pay me that $2 back. I need it pretty bad.
Well, speaking the truth, I'd like to. I'll tell you, I can't give you two. I don't have $2.
Yeah.
I can give you one and owe you one.
Give me one and owe me one?
Give you one and owe you one.
Well, if that's the best you can do.
That's the best there, yeah.
Thank you very much.
You're more than welcome.
Hey, Randy Hughes.
Yeah, Art.
Here's that other dollar I owe you.
Well, thank you very much, Archie. Thank you. Hey, by the way, Hank, there's another dollar I owe you.
I sure do appreciate it. Thank you, Randy. Archie.
Yes?
There's that other dollar I owe you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Archie. When a person gets the blues, you're better than a dose of medicine, I'll tell you. Which brings us down to our guests, who are certainly making big medicine with their new Hickory records. Let's bring them on with a great big Grand Ole Opry welcome, the finest they are, Wilma Lee and Stoney Cooper. Wilma Lee and Stoney, welcome to the Grand Ole Opry.
It's always a pleasure to be here at the old Ryman, Hank.
And especially when there's such a great crowd like we've got here tonight.
Always good crowds at the Grand Ole Opry, Stoney, and do you know why they come here?
Maybe you'd better tell us, Hank.
Because they know there's always real fine country music and entertainment like this new record of yours.
Which one do you mean?
Oh, that old song that keeps turning up every so often. But this time you and Stoney give it a real fast-moving treatment. Hey, let's quit talking and hear the song. Wilma Lee and Stoney Cooper, along with all the Clinch Mountain Clan and that big midnight special. Let her go.
Take me that special, shine a light on me. Take me that special, shine your every love light on me. Woke up this morning, heard the whistle blow. The jailer said, come boy, it's time to go. Take me that special, shine a light on me. Take me that special, shine your every love light on me.
I never had the blues so in my life before, till my baby left me at the station door.
Make me night special, shine your light on me. Make me night special, shine your ever loving light on me.
They put him in a Pullman, guards around his door. In that Pullman car, saw the men wearing tall pants, smoking big cigars.
Big midnight special, shine your light on me. Big midnight special, shine your ever loving light on me.
Took him off in Atlanta at the end of the line. Said you start serving time, boy, for your awful crime.
Big midnight special, shine your light on me. Big midnight special, shine your ever-loving light on me.
lonesome on that midnight train. But he knows I'm awaiting. Teddy brings him home again.
Big midnight special. Shine your light on me. Big midnight special. Shine your ever-loving light on me. Big midnight special. Shine your ever-loving light on me. Big midnight special. Shine your ever-loving light on me.
Grand Turner, you're just a bustin' a talk. Want to get it off your chest?
Well, be glad to, Hank. Neighbors, I've been talking about and smoking Prince Albert for a good many years. And in that time, two things have sort of come to the top. First, most men smoke for the pleasure and enjoyment they get out of it. And second, Prince Albert just naturally gives those men the sort of smoking comfort they want every time. And why not? Well, Prince Albert is always fresh. It's crimp cut, too. That special PA process locks in all the natural flavor of the fine tobacco. Yes, neighbors, for a cool, tasty, satisfying smoke every time, Prince Albert is your natural answer.
That goes for all you making men, too. In an OCB paper, Prince Albert rolls easy, smokes mild, and tastes good. So pipe smoker or making man, for real smoking pleasure, light up with Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco. Here's our good friend Tommy Jackson, along with Ben Smathers and the Stony Mountain Cloggers, to do some fast and fancy stepping to the tune of Grey Eagles.
Big feet up, circle left arm, did an eagle step. Swing, boss, swing, boss, swing, that gets marked and stalled. Need your gallon paddle, hit the old feet, the 16 foot breath. Swing, boss, swing, boss, swing, that gets marked and stalled. 16 up and circle left, stand still, flip and shake your feet. Hands up, hold and then let's go, do you please, go, go.
And now, friends and neighbors, I'd like to do for you one of my all-time favorite hymns that I recorded for RCA Victor a few years back. These things shall pass. These things shall pass, and some great morning we'll look back and smile on heartaches we have known. So don't forget when shadows gather, the Lord our God is still the King upon His throne. At midnight, but the flame is just asleep, and the steel is strong because it knew the hammer and white heat. These things shall pass, and life be sweeter when love and the faith are strong. They cannot long endure.
Thank you, neighbors. Thanks just a whole lot. It's a pleasure to sing for you. And while we're speaking of pleasures, it's always a great pleasure to listen to our next entertainer, the master of the guitar, Mr. Chet Atkins, with Old Joe Clark. thank you very much, Mr. Chet. That was real great. Now here's the time of the program that everybody, including us here on the stage of the Old Ryman, looks forward to, because it's none other than Miss Grand Ole Opry herself, Cousin Minnie Pearl.
Here, we got a new spotlight up there, ain't we? Woo! Can't see it thunder, but I like it, and I'll bet there's a nice fella up there running it. I'd like to shake his hand, you know. Well, to know everybody at home is just a planting and a putting in their gardens and getting everything ready, you know, to have them vegetables to can. Well, Uncle Nabob, he come by the house the other day. He planted some corn, and then he dug it up and drunk it. But he had a bad time this past week. There was a sideshow come through there with a stage show. Had them girls, dancing girls, you know? And Uncle Nabob was all primed and ready to go, and you know what Aunt Ambrosie done. Just about time it is time for Uncle Nabob to take off for the show, she grabbed a hold of him and twisted his whiskers up in the wringer and hid the crank handle. Now, wasn't that ugly? Well, that's the way they do. That's the way they live happily ever after one another. Well, so though, brother's got him a new job. I meant to tell all y'all he's got a new job. He's working with Man Mountain Murdoch. He's the blacksmith there, you know. Man Mountain Murdoch. Man Mountain, he shoes horses, and brother shoes flies. But, there was Aunt Ambrosie and Mammy and me went into a store there in Centerville today. We was trying to get some, Mammy wants some sardines, and the fella behind the counter says, do you want American sardines or imported sardines? And Mammy said, what's the difference? And the fella said, well, it'll be 25 cents more for the imported sardines. Mammy says, well, I don't want none of them. I'll take the American sardines. I ain't gonna pay boat fare for no sardines. Do you blame her?
No.
Well, sir, though, it's springtime and all the flowers blooming and sort of, you know, getting on toward the first of summer, you know, sort of courting time. I've been thinking maybe my feller might come around to some night and propose. One time he did give me a ring. It was new, too. Still had some Cracker Jack sticking to it. But Mammy was telling me the other day, she said, now you be careful what kind of feller you pick to marry. She said a girl ought to be careful when she picks a feller to marry him. She ought to get a good look at his work clothes. And if his work clothes have got patches on the knee, well, it's all right to marry him. But if they've got patches on the seat, you better look out, ma'am. Yes, sirree. Well, so though my fella come by the house last night, and we was sitting there out under the grape arbor, and it is so romantical, you know. And I just turned to my fella and thought I'd sort of encourage him. And I said, Hezzy, what are you thinking about? And he rolled them great, big, beautiful brown eyes at me and said, nothing. And I said, well, didn't you kind of give me a funny look? He said, Minnie, you've got a funny look, but I didn't give it to you. Bye now. See you next week.
Hey, Minnie, isn't that your Aunt Samantha backstage?
Yes, sir.
Is she unmarried?
Yes, sir. And Hank, do you know she's got 9 boyfriends?
Many? 9 boyfriends? How'd she get so many?
Introduced them to Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
Now, hold on a minute, Minnie. Prince Albert is mighty good, but I doubt it if it can get a woman a boyfriend. Of course, P.A. makes a big hit with smoking men because it's always so fresh, because it's crimp-cut, and because that special P.A. process locks in all the flavor of the fine tobacco.
Making men like Prince Albert, too. P.A. rolls easy, smokes mild, and tastes good.
So, pipe smoker or making man, if it's tasty, satisfying, comfortable smoking you want, light up with Prince Albert, America's joy smoke.
It's the natural taste, and that's the test, that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow, P.A.
It's guest time once more, friends and neighbors, and here are our favorites. Wilma Lee and Stoney Cooper back with that other fine Hickory record of theirs, X Marks the Spot.
X marks the spot where I said, dear, I love you.
you took my heart for a ride. X marks the spot where you stood when you gave me the same lips that thoughtlessly lied. Your conscience will be the jury. Your heart will decide. X marks the spot where my poor heart was bleeding before it withered and died. Marks the spot where you stood when you gave me that your love would always be true. X marks the spot where I cried when I saw her kiss you like I used to do. Your conscience will be the jury. Verdict, your heart will decide. X marks the spot where my poor heart was bleeding before it withered and died.
X marks the spot. Wilma Lee and Stoney Cooper and all the Clinch Mountain Clan. And our thanks to both of you for being our guests tonight. You did a splendid job. Which now brings us around to the spot where another of our Grand Ole Opry regulars always done a grand job of entertainment. String Bean with Short Life and Trouble. Make me proud of you, son.
So I was laying on my bedside, feeling mighty blue. I'd give this world and half of my life if only I was married to you. It's short life and trouble, few more days to part. Short life and trouble, little girl, poor boy with a broken heart. What you promised, and more than a week ago, you promised that you'd marry me, stand in your mama's door. But now you broke your promise. Go marry whoever you may. This old world's so big and so wide, I'll ramble back someday. It's short life and trouble, few more days to part. Short life and trouble, little girl, poor boy with a broken heart.
Thank you so much, String Bean. That was real fine.
Well, Hank, I know the time is getting a little short, and we want one last big song from you. But before that happens, haven't you got a few words about your future plans?
I sure do, Grant. I know that all the folks, friends, and neighbors are looking forward to the great big Jimmy Rogers Day in celebration. We're reading Mississippi again this year. And the dates this year, June 15th, 16th, 17th, and 18th. Then we're looking forward to visiting with our friends and neighbors in Portland, Oregon for the last week of June. And then the first 2 weeks of July with all the good folks, friends, and neighbors in British Columbia, Canada.
Sounds wonderful, Hank, but now it's time for that song. So here he is, neighbors. Hank Snow with another of his new RCA Victor releases, I Heard My Heart Break Last Night.
I heard the pitter-patter of a cold winter rain. I heard the lonesome whistle of a faraway train. And
As I sit in the silence, broken only by pain, I heard my heart break last night. I heard the lonesome sighing of the wind in the pine, and I knew that you'd never, though never been mine. I felt the cold icy fingers of fear on my spine, and I heard my heart break last night. I heard the lonesome notes of a whippoorwill's song. I heard the mournful sobbing of a woman done wrong. And then I thought of you and the love that was gone, and I heard my heart break last night. I heard the lonesome sighing of the wind in the pine, and I knew that you never been mine. I felt the cold icy fingers of fear on my spine, and I heard my heart break last night.
That's the signal for us to cut, friends and neighbors. It was real nice, though, having you here with us at the Grand Ole Opry. Listen next week when Farron Young will be ramrodding the outfit with Teddy and Doyle Woolman along as his guests.
And listen, Hank, somebody else is coming in. Boo Brassfield, better known as Uncle Sike.
Oh, we'll be glad to have him. Thanks, friends, and we'll be seeing you all next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
Are you smoking more now, but enjoying it less? Have a real cigarette, have a Camel. Are you missing the smoke the nation likes best? Have a real cigarette, have a Camel. Are you looking for flavor and mildness? Have a real cigarette, have a Camel. The best tobacco makes the very best smoke. Have a real cigarette, a real cigarette, a real cigarette, have a Camel.
If you're smoking more today, but enjoying it less, try Camels. More people smoke Camels than any other cigarette. Any filter, any king, any regular. The Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equal for rich flavor and easygoing mildness. The best tobacco makes the best smoke.
Have a real cigarette, a real cigarette, a real cigarette, have a Camel.
This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.